two, three. The Savoy movie, and everything was looking kind of groovy. So I stuck my arm around her, and she says, "Hey, what's this?" I says, "Come on, baby, give me a little kiss." She said, "Nothing doing." So I says, "Well, then let's go down the lakes." She says, "Well, maybe give me a couple of them pat steaks."
Pat steaks. Pat steaks. Where you grab me? It's nothing more than the streets.
I got down there, my stomach was growling pretty loud, but it took me an hour and a half to push my way through that crowd. So I walked up to the window, and everybody around there heard me shout, "Hey, cuz, give me two to go, one with and one without."
That's it.
Back with all this pushing and shoving to get my girl to steak so we could get down to some loving. By the time I got back to my car, much to my surprise, my girl was surrounded by this big bunch of guys. She drove off in the dust with this guy in a gray felt hat. "Hey, what do you think? My broad split with Pat."
Pat steaks. Pat steaks. Where do you grab me? It's not the morning.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we heard in that third and final set. We heard Sal Macy's Untouchables in the 1966 track Pat's Steaks. Before Sal Macy's Untouchables, we heard the Cosmic Jokers off the 1974 Sci-Fi Party compilation and the track Der Herrscher. Before Cosmic Jokers, we heard Magnata's Court off of the Thought I Would Wallop Him If He Got Too Close to Me EP, new release, and the track She Can't Do It Like Me. Before Magnata's Court, we heard Leigh Olivenstein's and the track Euthanasy. Before Olivenstein's, we heard Cowboy Hunters and their new single Have a Pint. Loving that one. Before Cowboy Hunters, we heard Clutter and their awesome new single C-L-U-T-T-E-R. And we started that set with Via off of their new Via EP release with 1,000 mph. All right, guys, I hate to say it, but this hour has come to an end. And man, I say it every week, but it flies by. I hope you all enjoyed this hour of music, and I really hope it changed your mood for the better. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for chatting with me on the live message board. I love that. It's so fun. But you know, if you're out there, don't be shy. Drop us a hello next time. And one more quick announcement, our own Jay Regan K will be dropping in on Saturday, so make sure to check out his Life, Liberty, and the Hot Pursuit of Cars show, because you will not be disappointed. So with that, I will leave you with Dusty Springfield in the 1964 track, Stay a While. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care. Happy birthday, Scotty Oz. And I will be back with more moods for you again next week. See you all then.
Time. music on
WFMU.
To Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest, and wildest women ever waxed.
And time.
Welcome to Crayons to Perfume and the glorious, gorgeous, glamorous sounds of the girl groups. I'm your host, Glynis DJ, Girl Group Girl, and today I have some of the most glamorous of all of the girl groups, well, at least from photos that I've seen, whether it be young girl groups trying to be their most classy, or whether it is girl groups who are crossing over to also appeal to a more adult crowd. I've got them all here today on Crayons to Perfume. I opened the set with the 3 Degrees. When they first started out, they were very young teenagers. In 1963, they are still together in name today. And as young women, they were wearing the most beautiful outfits that they could afford to look successful, to break stereotypes of race, class, and appeal to any listener, young, old, black, brown, or white. The style was big hair, beautiful satin sheath dresses, low-heeled pumps and gloves, just like they might be stepping out to the finest nightclub in town. A-sides of their early singles are mostly really dance floor movers, and B-sides are a little bit a step above a teen ballad. A lot of doo-wop influences and sweet vocals. We just heard 1965's Close Your Eyes on Swan Records. All of their first few singles were on Swan. And then G-Baby, I'm Sorry, with the Aretha backups and a doo-wop breakup song, a breakup song with heavenly vocals. That was their very first single. And then we started with Look in My Eyes, another single of theirs from 1965. Another one of the younger girl groups too, especially in their early years of the late 50s and early 60s, express their poise and finesse, where the Shirelles. Here's a 1964 B-side.
Very elegant sound of Dionne Warwick, Looking With My Eyes, from her album Here I Am in 1965. Dionne definitely went through a conscious development to become a sophisticated musical muse of Hal David and Burt Bacharach. She had the voice and the innate ability to convey the meaning behind the words and the tune to their music. And when she hit the stage, it became all elegance. And yet off the stage, she was clearly just a real, regular, very relatable woman. Recorded by the Flirtations for Derham Records after moving to the UK, we heard How Can You Tell Me? And then The Devotions, a rather unknown group. They released 145. That was a B-side of that 45, Old Sweet Lovin', which appears on the Basement Beehive album from Numero Uno Group. And the promo photo that they released is just absolutely gorgeously glamorous. And I've got that on the playlist, as well as the glamour shots from all of the artists that I'm playing today. The Sapphires always, to me, eluded elegance. Just a beautiful, smooth sound, especially with their big hit, Gotta Have Your Love. And starting that set, the Shirelles with Thank You Baby, who were another of those groups that were sort of in part of an in-between teen market of upselling appearances, maybe to look a little more worldly or classy to adults, but also appearing on TV and live in regular everyday teenager type clothing to appeal to that fan base as well. I think part of the classiness of girl groups really was developed and elevated by the ladies at Motown. Motown had their own manners and glamour school, after all. Not all artists were a party to it, but a great many were, and they did really work hard to present many of their artists in a glamorous light when they were on stage and in the appropriate venue. None other than the Supremes really, really typifies that girl group glamorous elegance.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, we'll to show you just how much I really want you. I'll try each trick of the trade to persuade you back in my arms somehow, baby. For it ain't no use in Sally holding on, 'cause Cindy's on the mind. That's where you belong. That's where I'm gonna get you. Please operate it.
Listening to Crayons to Perfume. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and I have some of the most glamorous of all girl groups for you this evening. If you've ever seen pictures of the Velvelettes, you will know how beautifully glamorous this trio was. We heard them doing Since You've Been Loving Me from 1965 on Motown's Soul imprint. Before that, Brenda Holloway with the smooth, sophisticated operator from Tamela. The Marvelettes from their aptly titled album, Sophisticated Soul, Some Way, Somehow. And then Martha and the Vandellas with I'll Follow You before that from their Watch Out album. And we started with the Supremes and their Schooled Elegance, with the most expensive wigs and gowns, manners, posture, speech, all the things that they were coached to do, which created a lot of stress in many of the Supremes' lives. Just the pressure to be perfect. Speaking of perfect, we heard the Supremes do I Hear a Symphony. Well, it's down to one more set, and probably the group that inspired this theme the most, because both of their albums show members in such a beautiful, classy light. The Royalettes, this is It's Always Better to Know from their album, The Elegant Sound of the Royalettes.
Tell me all you know.
Do they walk hand in hand?
Are they all aglow?
Why don't you tell me if it's better not to know? Is it better not to know? If he loves her, should I hold him or let go?
Understand.
Where did I
shall I do? You love me too.
Sweet man can be, and I gotta let you know.
stunningly gorgeous and gowned Paula's and I'm Under the Influence of Love from their Warner Brothers single from 1967, and before that, the Ronettes, one of those groups who could put on the street charm and put on the glamour charm. When I Saw You from their album presenting the fabulous Ronettes, the Crystals, they had their own elegance. You know, they were very young when they first got together, and they did not have a lot of money. So they wore little short-heeled pumps and lovely little lace gloves, made their own fluffy-skirted dresses, and looked the best that they could, and just looked fantastic as a girl group. They really epitomized a group where all the women dressed relatively the same and they all just looked spectacular. That was the Crystals and Please Hurt Me. The Raelettes before that, and that goes to Show You from 1971. And then the Charmettes with Surrender My Love. I've got Charmette singles that are very much in the rather teen, rough and ready R&B sort of style, which I absolutely love. That was the flip side to their 1966 single. But I saw a promo photo of the girls looking very elegant and glamorous, so I thought I would include them in today's show. And at the very top of that set, another of the groups that epitomized this gorgeous girl group style, Royalettes, and It's Always Better to Know from their album, The Elegant Sound of the Royalettes. Well, that brings me to a close for today. We heard a lot of very romantic songs today, and, you know, Valentine's is coming up. I think next week will probably be very much filled with beautiful love songs. It is now the end of today's show. Rotations is on next, and then it is Richard J. and Nervous Boogie. Thank you all so much for being here with me tonight. It's always a pleasure to see you both on the air and in the chat room. Thank you so much for listening, and good night, everyone.
That you can hear things even when you're asleep?
Well, I wanted you to let me be good to you. Now I don't care just what you do. You can see all the boys, you can see it on the slide. You can eat up all my food, or you can just sit down and cry.
shake your head and rub your eye, saying, where did the man go? I just didn't realize you can get a job, or you can get your money free. Oh, just look out your window, baby, it's all the same to me. You take your six-shooter and give him your good time. Don't make no difference now, babe, I've got you off my mind. Well, I don't care.
Daisy Lacey, this is Rotations.
We'll be right back. see a sunny day.